Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our Gospel reading this morning from Matthew, he concludes his Gospel with the risen Christ speaking his final recorded words. These words are called the Great Commission. Jesus has risen from the dead, just as he promised. Now the 11 disciples travel to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. There, Jesus gives them a command for the church. But first, he gives them a declaration about himself. Our Lord says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Well, everything begins there. Jesus does not send his disciples out with uncertainty. He does not give them advice or encouragement alone. He declares his absolute authority. The one standing before them is not merely a teacher from Nazareth. He is the crucified and risen Son of God. Death has not defeated him. The grave could not hold him. He reigns over heaven and earth. The church doesn't exist by human strength alone. The gospel does not spread because Christians are powerful, clever, or impressive. The mission succeeds because Jesus reigns. The risen Christ governs his church and carries his gospel into the world. Yet Matthew tells us something striking about the disciples. When they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Even here, standing before the risen Jesus, there is weakness and hesitation among his followers. The disciples are not fearless heroes. They're ordinary sinners, struggling to understand what they see, what they're seeing. And that should comfort us, because Christ does not wait for perfect disciples before sending them out into the world. If he did, no one would ever go. Then Jesus gives his command, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." The command is not simply to gather converts or to collect followers. The command is to make disciples. People who learn from the teachings of Jesus, trusting in him and following him in faith. And how are disciples made? Well, Jesus tells us. Disciples are made by baptizing and teaching. First, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here our Lord institutes holy baptism as a means by which he brings people into his kingdom. Baptism is not merely a human ceremony or public symbol. It is God acting. In baptism, the triune God places his name upon sinners and joins them in Christ. The risen Jesus sends his church into the world with the saving name of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father who created us, the Son who redeemed us by his blood, the Holy Spirit who calls us and sanctifies us, makes us holy through the gospel. This is the center of the church's mission, bringing in sinners into communion with the triune God through Jesus. Then Jesus says, "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." The Christian life begins at baptism, but it certainly doesn't end there. To grow in faith, to grow in discipleship, we need to continually be taught the word of God. The church is called to proclaim the whole counsel of God, law and gospel, repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, death and resurrection. The world often wants a Christianity without doctrine, without truth, without obedience to Christ. But Jesus commands his church to teach all that he has commanded. Not some, not just the convenient parts, not only the popular teachings, but all that he has spoken. And yet this teaching is not cold legalism. It is the instruction of a loving Savior who leads his people into life. Finally, Jesus closes with one of the most comforting promises in Scripture. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. The disciples would soon face persecution, suffering, imprisonment, and martyrdom. The church throughout history would endure hardship, opposition, and oppression. Christians today still struggle with fear, temptation, sorrow, and doubt. But Christ promises, I am with you always. Not occasionally, not just sometimes, not only in times of strength, but always. The risen Lord remains with his church through his word and his sacraments. He is present to forgive sins, strengthen faith, and sustain his people. The church never carries out its mission alone. This promise is especially important because the mission itself can seem overwhelming. How can the church reach all the nations? How can sinful people proclaim the gospel faithfully? The answer is that the mission belongs to Christ. He has the authority. He sends his church. He provides his teaching. And he remains present with his people through the Holy Spirit. The success of the gospel does not depend ultimately upon us. It depends upon the risen Lord who died and rose again for the salvation of all the world. And so the church continues to proclaim Christ crucified and risen. We continue to baptize, as we will do in just a few minutes. We continue to teach and to preach the word of God faithfully. And we do so with confidence because Jesus lives and reigns forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.